Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to start with the fact that it hasn't gone unnoticed that in the course of discussion this past few days, delegations have been talking about particular discrimination that are faced by Africans, people of African descent, as if we're not in the room. As if I particularly myself am not an African, full-blooded. Both parents, my ancestors, are, yes. As if the discrimination being talked about is over our heads. So on that note, I would like to respond that I don't think the EU delegation has the, I don't want to say the right, but for the lack of proper word, lacks the right to lecture me, a Nigerian African woman, on the type of discrimination I or other African face. So we can sit down here and talk about what you think we experience or what other people think. If another African comes up to say this, it's okay, that's your experience. But we are here in intergovernmental working group to discuss, yes, we're discussing people of African descent, but we are a government group talking about our government position, our national position. I could have asked us to all come with popcorns and handkerchiefs to for us to relate our personal private stories. I can start with how my cousin, my daughter, was called ugly in school because she's dark. We could all start that. Or I could talk about the fact that my sister, a medical doctor in the UK, was stereotyped because she's black and she's Nigerian. We all have stories to tell. We all have stories to tell, but this is not emotional blackmailing us as if we don't know what is happening. So let us go back to what we're discussing. And on that note, like delegate of EU said that if she has expressed the position of our group, we also have the same right to express the position of my country. And if we're not going to move forward, then we might as well not have an agreed conclusion, just like the EU delegation wants. And I'm beginning to think that maybe that is the end game. Maybe the purpose is not for us to have. Because if the purpose is for us to have, then we will not have inclusion of controversial language. Even anywhere it is being used, it has been opposed. And I think I want to really appreciate the delegation of Cuba and Egypt for proposing this alternative as a compromise. And the truth is, we are not saying that we control F, like my dear brother always likes to point out, as if nobody does that. Now, the issue is that we don't have a problem with the word intersecting. We always maintain we have a problem with the context within which it is being used. And that is why I agree with the proposal made by my colleague from Egypt and re-echoed by the dear colleague from Cuba, which I think she has been preferring solutions every time we are stuck in the middle. And I really appreciate her for that. She has proposed, both Egypt and Cuba has proposed that the paragraph starts with the working group and takes notes of the discussions related to, and I can help my colleague there to say, related to the fact that victims of racism, racial discrimination, we have taken note of that discussion. And if we want us to, we can also go further to say, to highlight it that the working group also expressed, I can come up with language of delegations that actually have reservations on the use of multiple and intersecting forms of discrimination, so that everywhere it happens, there we insert that paragraph that, okay, because if we're talking about every opinion that is expressed, so you cannot mention one side and not mention the other. It's either we don't mention it. But so that we would not be going back and forth, how it is now, that is the minimum we can do, because we can start a whole lecture of the word intersectionality itself. I have sources from all the way from Oxford. We all claim here that intersectionality has to do with migrant women. It started like that in the case of Capital Motors. That was how we started, but that is not what it is today. Thank you, Madam Chair.